We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Minnesota Governor Walz and top legislative leaders have reached a bipartisan budget agreement. That's the news early this morning. Blois Olson's here as we talk Minnesota politics. Good Monday morning, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
What happened yesterday?
Well, you know, they really were working behind the scenes in what many people think was kind of the tightest cone of silence or tightest seal on leaks for several days, probably 4 or 5 days. And they went late into the night several times. They took breaks. Saturday, there was a lot of posturing and a lot of finger-pointing and some fiery speeches. And then yesterday, about 6:30 p.m., they announced that they did have a deal. It's got some components that I think one of them is a huge surprise to me, and that is there's actually a tax cut in the deal. And I think you can ask Governor Walz kind of when that became part of it. But when you look at $1 billion surplus collections for April being nearly $500 million, there probably was an appetite that the state was taking in a lot of money, and that allows both sides to campaign for the legislature next year on a tax cut.
What happens next?
Well, they'll get together. The conference committees will work with those targets that they've been given. They'll work out the details. There's probably some policy details that they still have to take some votes on. And then there's scheduled to be a special session on Thursday. So they'll work probably through today, maybe late tonight. But then Thursday, they'll reconvene. The governor will call them back, and they'll pass all these budget bills.
Kirk Dowd and the House Republicans of Pioneer Press reports this morning, Blois, would have to agree to waive certain procedural rules for lawmakers to get the work done quickly, and that seemed unlikely Sunday night, according to the report. I want to get your thoughts on that.
I think there might be some theatrics around the rules in the House. Naturally, if the minority party is going to try to gunk this up a little, but on the Senate side, Tom Bach could try to do the same thing. But he says that this deal is probably fairly fragile, and he doesn't want to blow it up. So it'll be interesting to see if what Dowd said last night carries through for the next few days, as he even learns some of the details of this.
Gas tax?
No gas tax. Governor Walz conceded on that. His administration is going to, point to that as being a future priority. They're going to try to run on, better roads and bridges next year. But I think Republicans had a pretty good argument that with the surplus and some other things, it was pretty tough to raise taxes this year.
From your perspective, is the tone different than it was with Governor Dayton?
There's no doubt that it's different, and the insiders who were in the room say that it was different, and that there's a trust level and a connection being built between Tim Walz, Paul Gazelka, and Speaker Hortman that really is different. And I don't know that that's going to mean anything different, but we'll find out here in the next session and the next year. And I think it may mean just kind of a different tone at the top, even though the legislative campaigns and the legislative banter will be firm and brisk and partisan.
When will that special session happen again to get this done?
I think it'll happen on Thursday. That's what Speaker Hortman said yesterday. They always say they need about 3 days to process the bills, so they'll have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to process the bills. They'll get ready for Thursday. I could see it going to Friday, especially if Speaker Dowd, Minority Leader Dowd decides that that he wants to play with the rules a little.
How does this play into the elections next year, Blois?
You know, it's complicated because there's no gas tax, which Republicans would have attacked DFLers on. There is a tax cut, which Democrats can run on. But there's a couple key issues, one of them being gun control, which played very well in the suburbs for Democrats last time. And there's no changes in that. And so I think Democrats will use that. On the flip side, I think if people are still unsatisfied with roads and bridges, Democrats could go off and campaign on against Republicans on that. So I think Republicans will hold out that tax cut that they really delivered on that. And that may become one of the things that we didn't see for 2020.
Early reaction from places like the Minnesota Chamber. What was their comment?
You know, they talked about that tax cut and holding the line on no tax increases, including that gas tax, is kind of responsible. Education Minnesota really wants to make sure that there's more funding for education and that the rules and some of the policy provisions are there, but they got a 2% increase each year, so a 4% increase overall, and Governor Walz is going to point to that as a former teacher.
Blois, outside of everything happening here in the state, is there anything else that caught your eye over the course of the weekend or anything you're focusing on the rest of the week politically?
You know, I think if those are interested in Amy Klobuchar's campaign can look to some promising poll results in Michigan that are very similar to those in Pennsylvania, where she's running kind of close to, if not equal to, Joe Biden as the second choice. And then she really kind of came after President Trump on immigration this weekend and kind of made some waves nationally. While we had our head buried in the legislative session, she was making some noise nationally.
Blois, I will chat with you more through the week here, obviously through the day, I'm sure, here on CCO. Thank you, as always, for standing up to speed on that stuff, and we'll look forward to tomorrow morning here on CCO again.
I'll talk to you then, Dave.
The Morning Take, he is Blois Olson. Busy night last night at the state capitol, busy weekend. We'll have more on that with the governor coming up at 7:20 this morning at WCCO, where the temperature is 36, skies are fair, winds are southwest at 3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.